This video is sponsored by Zomba. Zomba is a platform for all artists and podcasters, so that way you can get your music and content out there to the world. When you create a premium account, you will be able to reach out to tastemakers such as ourselves to help curate playlists to get your music out there. So make sure you go visit Zomba and create that premium account and get your music heard.
Fabulous had that one hit with Lil Mo.
Lil Mama.
Oh, not the Lil Mama.
Ain't nobody had no hits with Lil Mama. Lil Mama ain't had no hits with Lil Mama. The fuck you talking about? The only hit was when hanging out to the back of DC and she was doing right here.
Dead and Hip Hop album review, Joe Budden, Rage of the Machine. Before we get into the review, make sure you go check out the Patreon page. Go support your boys. But you can support by just subscribing to the channel. Back to the review. Man, this right here is what I needed from Joe. This right here. See, like you know how like we get into these debates and y'all be looking at me crazy when I say like Joe Budden is my favorite in Slaughterhouse. So now, yeah, see, they look at me like I'm crazy. But like a project like this is something I could like throw in the
you
ring.
Can bet.
Look, nigga, did you listen to this? Did you listen? You crazy if you don't think Joe Budden the nicest. Yeah. Joe Budden on his last projects, it just seems like he has been in his feelings too fucking much. You know what I'm saying? So I'm glad you broke out of that, man. You are a lyrical beast. That's the reason why Slaughterhouse is so dope. When you hear Joe Budden on the Slaughterhouse stuff and then you hear him, you know, on some of these last projects, like, bro, like, where's the disconnect? Where, like, what's happening here? Like, why can't you
Slaughterhouse Joe Budden versus album Joe Budden?
Yeah.
Competition.
I guess, but shit, he ain't had that much competition on here, and he murked the fuck out of this project. I need Joe Budden on projects like this. Because sometimes, like I believe on that Loose Quarter, No Love Lost, or whatever the ones that we reviewed, it seems like these guys that are always searching for that mainstream success, they got a real big underground following, but they want to search for the radio and all of this stuff. It's like they compromise the integrity of their album. They always throw two or three songs that have no business being on there. It is forced. It's like, bro, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying? And then they make I think both of them projects was 15, 18, 20 songs long. Yeah. It was a lot of tracks. This is 11. 40 some minutes. You got what Joe Budden is. This motherfucker is spitting crazy, super dope ass beats. We're not talking about the somber shit that he's been on, you know what I'm saying, or prototypical boot. This dude is picking all different types of beats on this project, man, and he's sounding angry as hell on a lot of these. I thoroughly enjoyed this project, man, like hands down. Now, with all that being said,
here come the bullshit.
Yeah, here come the bullshit. The first four joints was hard as hell. Hard as hell.
Hella hard, homie.
But three, Uncle Joe Serious was dumb. And Joel Ortiz is my second favorite, by the way. But by the time it got the that fifth track, Flex, with Tory Lanez and Fabulous.
Bruh.
I was just like,
What the fuck is up with Fabulous? Y'all talked about this.
I told you that.
Fabulous is going somewhere that I don't want to follow him. I'm not following down his path, man. That song, I like Joe on there, but Fabulous just brought that to a place. So I was just like, okay. Forget was dope, but my favorite track on here was Gotta Ask. And I guess maybe, you know, because I'm such a big Jay-Z fan, you know what I'm saying, him taking that flow and all of that and just the references. And I always respect Joe Budden that he always takes jabs at Jay-Z, even though Jay-Z's never going to respond.
What'd he say?
Well, not necessarily. I'm just talking about overall. Overall. No, not necessarily here, because he was giving them praise here. You know what I'm saying? Like, exactly. So the fact that he was giving them some respect, and also on that track, that beat switch up, that shit was amazing. Wrong One was dope. Time for Work was dope. Idols was really dope too. Like how he was describing everybody that he kind of came up on. And I also like the fact, man, like Joe Budden kind of understands he's the older guy in the room now. You know what I'm saying? And that's one thing about Joe, that he's always honest.
He said that on Uncle Joe. Like,
he realizes like, yeah, I'm still young. And yeah, I could get lit, but I like Biggie. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm like a real street, you know what I'm saying, dude. Kind of like how Crooked Eye was saying during our interview, too. So go check that out if y'all haven't. It's kind of old, but it's still dope. But yeah, man, overall, I was pleasantly surprised because Joe has been really in his feelings a lot. And for him to come out this aggressive with the beat selection and his own voice, because, you know, he could get gritty and grimy with his voice, but he sounded angry. You know what I'm saying? And that sound, that bode well with the beat selection on this, man. I really thoroughly enjoyed this project. It was short, sweet, simple, to the point. One track that I could really do without. And the rest of it, this man is throwing a whole bunch of bars. Like, a whole bunch of stuff that went over my head. And every time I listen to it, I catch some new stuff. But that's the type of rapper Joe Budden is. And that's why I like him. That's why he kills cyphers. And that's why in a competitive group of Slaughterhouse, that's why, like, that brings out the best in him. I'm just glad that I was able to get that Slaughterhouse Joe Budden on a solo album, finally. You know what I'm saying? So I'm definitely bumping this shit in the way. This is a real dope project.
Yeah, I thought this was okay, man. Thought that Joe Budden was definitely focused. And coming off his last album, No Love Lost, or whichever one we review, I think I listened to All Love Lost. I don't know or can remember how I felt about that one, but coming off of No Love Lost and how bad that album was to me, this one was definitely an improvement on that. I like the fact that he worked with one producer and that he was able to sound focused and consistent throughout the project. But I think the thing that I appreciate the most is that he does understand where he's at right now, in terms of his career, in terms of his age. Because I think that's something I've said on a couple of projects, like grown man hip hop, and I think that's... Mm-hmm. He and other rappers are kind of filling that void for guys like myself. And I don't need Joe Budden out here trying to rap like he's super young. And I think there was one track on here that had kind of that youngy sound and shit that I didn't rock with that much. Maybe it was Wrong One. Was it Wrong One?
Yeah, it's Wrong
One. Yeah, I didn't really rock with that too much. But I love Uncle Joe. And I think Uncle Joe is how I was able to kind of understand this album in comparison to everything else he's done, because he's always, it seems, have chased with his album like those hits. Mm-hmm. He wanted another Pump It Up.
Yep.
And he just couldn't do it. So now it seems like he understands, like, I don't have to do that anymore. The game has changed. We're independent and I can do things independent and still, you know, get money and be successful and do this, that, and other. And the other thing is about this whole name change thing that he was doing, this Rage and the Machine. And if you think about that in relation to Joe Budden and his career, Joe Budden wanted to change his name to Rage. His manager said no. You think about the Machine, and we refer to the hip-hop industry as the Machine. So you think about Joe Budden and the Machine and how his career has always been, you know, fighting with that Machine. Taking all of that and listening to this album and the way this album sounds and the way he approached the album, I thought it was really, really interesting. So overall, I definitely thought it was an okay album. You know, I don't know if it has a lot of high replay value for me like that, but I do appreciate and like the fact that Joe Budden is definitely focused. It sounds like he has an understanding of who he is as an artist and the type of music that he wants to put out. And for that, you know, I can rock with it.
Yeah, Ken. Yeah, your take on the title of the album was different from my take on it, because my take on it was Joe Budden being a Rage MC and A-Rap Music, the producer, being the Machine. Because you know, he always referenced A-Rap Music as like the Machine. Because I don't know if you people who's not familiar with A-Rap Music, he does live, like, literally live on the spot MPC shit beats with his finger. So he's like, he's a mean finger drumming MPC dude. So he's like a machine. Like, I've seen him, like, really, like, just tear that shit up. So, which was interesting too, because with this project, I really thought A-Rap Music kind of held back on as far, he let the sampling do more of the work than the drum. So that was kind of interesting on throughout this project. But yeah, I guess kind of both of y'all, the project starts off really great, you know, with the first, with Three, Uncle Joe, Sirius, him and Joel, which is, I love their chemistry, them two, when they rhyming together. And then, you know, By Law, but then when they got the Flex, I was like, oh man. Beat was dope as hell. I love what he did with that sample loop. But, man, I mean, I would have just did good with that just being an instrumental just by itself. Because I saw A-Rap Music put that together. He got a video where he put that beat together, which is dope. But when the song, when Fab and them came on, who else was on that song? It was Fab.
Tory Lanez.
Oh, yeah. So, it, you know, Flex was like definitely kind of like a break from the way this album started off. And then it got back with Forget. And I like I Gotta Ask. It gave me that swing. It gave me that Hard Knock Life swing the way he...
used that flow.
Yeah, and the way he used that sample. I'm like, yeah, that's one thing I do like about, you know, Joe. Of course, Joe sounded a lot more focused on this album than he has, you know, before. And A-Rap Music, the way he was just using those samples to, like, really... I was thinking I was going to get, like, some hard, loud drums. I'm like, okay, because the first track, I'm going to say the three, I can literally picture A-Rap Music, like, when that beat switch up. And I was like, oh, shit. I can definitely... That's the type of production I was expecting, but it was different.
You know what, B? When it got down to I Want to Know, right? When I heard that, at first I'm like, Madlib? Freddie? You know, so I already had an expectation of how you're gonna flip that sample, how dope it needs to be, and I'm like, Joe, you can't let me down.
Yep.
And he ain't let me down. That was another dope track too.
I like No Idols. I like the beat switch on there. I Want to Know was the, even though that was kind of like on some pretty boy shit, but it fit. It was a good song. I still liked it. I still enjoyed it. Yeah, I think Joe really was like, look, because A-Rap Music produced for Slaughterhouse before anyway, so. You know, I'm familiar with that dude, his instrumental projects and everything. So I was really, when I found out that them two was doing the album together, I was thinking like, okay, I had a feeling, like, okay, I think this is going to be a project that I believe that I'm going to enjoy. And I did, you know, like I said, reception of one song out of 11, that's pretty damn good percentage. So yeah, Joe did his thing, man. He, like both of y'all said, he sounded focused. And you could tell because he was like, I want to get this producer, I want to get this machine in here, and we're going to knock out this album. So, and he did that. He did a good job.
I don't have a much different to say than everybody else. I thought this is a good project. Definitely the best Joe project we've reviewed easily.
Yes.
But yeah, it started off with three. I mean, I wasn't even really anticipating listening to this, to be honest. I was just like, whatever. Mm. You know, I like Joe as a rapper, but I really only like him in Slaughterhouse. I feel like anything that he does outside of Slaughterhouse, it doesn't really interest me that much. But yeah, starting off with three, I thought it was actually really, really dope.
Good way to set the tone.
Yeah, it was a good way to set the tone for the album. Nice beat. The really epic, loud beat, and then him just spitting, and like you said, he sounded angry, he sounded aggressive, and I thought the Fetty shot was kind of funny.
Yeah,
you
know? That was dope too.
If Fetty's the face of New Jersey, you see how bad we need an eye. Mm. That's kind of fucked up. It's dirty, man. That's a low blow. But yeah, Uncle Joe, great, serious. I loved Joel and Joe's chemistry, but somewhere in the middle of the song, yeah, I thought somebody else was rapping because he started like
changing his voice.
He starts changing his voice. Sounded like he was. I don't know what it was. I was like, who the fuck is that rapping?
You know he does that though. You talking about Joe?
I ain't never heard him rap like that before.
But you know he does that. Oh.
I never heard Joe Budden rap like he did on Sirius. Now I don't listen to a lot of his music like y'all do though. But the music I've listened to, there were a couple bars in there where I was like, is that Joe? He sounds like he's like gargling glass. He sounded pissed.
Like, what gargling the fuck? Glass.
Yes, he sounded mad as shit. I was like, damn, I like that.
Yeah, that's
and it's like, I almost wish he'd rap like that more often.
He's done that on some of the new music mixtapes that he released, the series that he released.
Maybe they missed me. I don't know, but
his new music mixtapes was
dope.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Yeah.
Listening to that track, it was almost like a Joe Budden, Joel Run the Jewel situation where I'm like, damn. Their chemistry is so good. It's like I almost want them to do something together. And they both just have bars. And I like the part where they were trading bars off. I'm going to tell you my favorite bar in the whole fucking project. And God damn it, I forgot what song it was on, though.
Say it. I'll probably tell you.
Where he said, what time you get off? I'm showing up there. I got a 9 in one hand, a 45 in the other. About a quarter to 10. I was like, God damn.
You gotta ask?
I think it was that song. I was like, damn, that's a good ass fucking bar, man. God damn. Mm-hmm. But I really liked that song. I really liked the first four. But the other songs, I just felt like they were okay. They weren't bad, but they were good. Nothing outside of that really blew me away. But I think my kind of issue with Joe Budden is, with me, he always just sounds like that underground rapper that doesn't want to sound like an underground rapper. So it's like he's always just kind of stuck in this weird middle ground to me, because for some reason he just never completely sounds comfortable for me. It's like he's a spitter He sounds great on beats, but it's just like I just can't help always wanting to just like throw him in that fucking indie rapper bucket.
No, I know. I don't want to though. Because he's never found his lane. That's part of the issue where his career is and like where he's at. Like he's never been able to really solidify himself because he's not a battle rapper, but he got like battle rapper type bars. Like, what's his sound? Is it the emo stuff? Is it the trying to be commercial? Like, what is it? Like, who
he has that with
sonically?
A lot of stuff.
What is
he did do the battle shit before?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So we talked about that. But Joe,
he is all over the place.
Really think about Joe Budden. He's always had identity issues.
He has. Mm-hmm.
And it's displayed here, and you can see it with him wanting to change his name.
But yeah, 2 out of 11, 9 tracks, I'm good. So this is a good project.
Joe Budden, if you're watching, obviously I'm the biggest fan of yours on the show. Continue to do work. I'm glad you kind of went a different route. I want more of this Joe. But dope project, man. I don't know what to tell you because I know you're going to give me some stuff I hate and some stuff I love. So I'm just waiting for the next one. But I appreciate this one.
Joe Budden, if you're watching, I think I did like this album. Definitely good work, man. And I think this is it. You know, for me, listening to this and comparing it with some of the other stuff you did, I think this is it for you, and I hope you're comfortable with it, and I hope the feedback has been good to keep you on this path. So overall, definitely a good project, and just keep doing what you're doing.
You guys are watching Joe A.R.M. Music. Great job of, you know, sometimes when you have a one producer MC type of project, sometimes you get a little worried of production sounding too samey. But good job of kind of changing tempo up, changing each song up without everything sounding too samey. So good job with that. And yeah, Joe, good job, man. Like, you sounding like you sound like you making guys like Fipo super happy, and why they your favorite out of the group Slaughterhouse. So, you know, good job of bringing that out, you know, bringing that rage out.
Yeah, Joe, this is definitely the best project I've heard from you in a while. Yeah, I mean, I hope you do find a lane that kind of makes sense for you. I feel like right now you're kind of playing with some angles, and that's cool. That's totally cool, and I'm all about that. You don't have to get stuck in a bucket. You don't have to start, you know. Actually, you don't have to find a lane, man. Just keep fucking rapping. Ignore all that shit that I just said. Yeah, man. Keep playing with sounds. Keep playing with sounds. Keep rapping. Keep fucking putting these bars on these albums, and that's it, man. Just don't let Fabulous do this shit no more. That's all. Talk to him. Sit
I know
him
that's
down.
Your boy and shit, but man,
I know that's your homie, but we know. And you know what? If we all thought Fabulous was whack, we wouldn't even say anything. But the fact is, we all know Fabulous can do better than this.
Yeah.
So help him out. But yeah, great project, Joe. I'm actually curious to hear what you do next.